Defiance continues against anti-protest bill Newcastle. At least 500 people marched in Newcastle on the 3rd of April to defend the right to protest. We began at Gray's Monument, where protesters were invited to speak. They shared their experiences of unjust policing, sexual harassment and the crippling consequences of capitalism. There were speakers as young as 13 years old, relaying experiences of sexual harassment and assault. It was awful hearing of these experiences from such young women, but it was empowering to see young people have a platform to voice a challenge to these issues. There was a real power behind what they were saying. I think one important aspect of protest is that it affirms solidarity among the working class. Knowing that there are other people sharing your experiences can give the strength to keep organizing. The point was made that the right to protest has been essential to struggles throughout history, such as the Bristol bus boycotts and the poll tax movement. It was also stated that if the proposed police, crime, sentencing and courts bill is passed, it will not stop our presence in the streets. The mood was defiant. Many of the speakers were clearly and unequivocally anti-capitalist. In comparison to last week's Newcastle protest, when the police were heavy-handed, there was no trouble whatsoever. There was a small police presence, but they remained on the outskirts of the protest taking videos, not interacting with protesters. The Socialist Party speaker who raised the need for socialism was well received. A cheer went up when it was mentioned that Socialist Party members were standing in the local elections as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC. Matthew Callerton, Newcastle Socialist Party,